Okay, we left off discussing a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Very simply, what exactly is the case of our Gemara? An Eved goes ahead and he presents his Shtar Shichrur, and the Shtar Shichrur means that yes, he is considered to be freed, but also there is a Kinyan of Nechasim, and that can be rendered in two different ways. Number one, independently in the Shtar, Atzmacha Unechasai Kinuyanach, or perhaps the broader statement of Kol Nechasai Kinuyanach. Kol Nechasai seems simply to be the sum of the parts, a reference to the Shichrur, the Eved, and the Hakna of the Nechasim. And all of a sudden, in that case of Kol Nechasai, so Machlokis between Abai and Rava. Abai tells us the following, that cannot be compared to the case of Atzmacha Unechasai. Atzmacha Unechasai are two independent deunim, but not true when it comes to Kol Nechasai. What's true of one must be true of the other. According to Abai, it is considered to be all or nothing, and the Gemara has two different possibilities. The Lishnakam is something which is striking. That's the horror of the Ritva, that just like Kanes Atzma, so therefore Kana Kol HaNechasim. And then the Gemara tells us, no, the exact opposite is true. Certainly he cannot acquire the Nechasim, and therefore apparently the Shtar is impaired, and therefore Es Atzma Lo Kana. And here, Rava tells us, absolutely not. Why should one distinguish in any shape or form between Atzmacho Unechasai as opposed to Kol Nechasai? Kol Nechasai is just simply the sum of those parts. Achidish, the Gemara says that should be dependent on Halginan Dibur. So in order to divide Kol Nechasai, it means the Shichra and the Hakna. Now you have to engage in the concept of Halginan Dibura, and that apparently then is the Chiddush of Rava. But yes, that indeed is true. The Ramban already mentions in our sugya, something very heavy, but then the Ramban questions, if that really is true, maybe this is mamish l'shitase, because Sanhedrin Dav Tesma Beis, Rava is the balamemra of Palgina Dibura. After all, in a case of Proni Ravani, that's exactly what Rava says, that is considered to be legitimate edus as far as the Roveya. We ignore your involvement as the Nirva, Palgina Dibura. Lo and behold, that's exactly what Rava says here. And that no doubt gives rise to the question, is that really true? Are these the same sugya? Sanhedrin Dav Tes and Gittin Dav Ches, or do we assume that no, these are entirely different Hagdaras. The reason this is so critical is because that could determine what exactly is the case of our Gemara. The classic sugya we discussed yesterday at length in the Shir Kloli of Palgina Dibura is in the Misgeres of Edus. To use the language of Shita Kobetzes, Ksuvus Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Shtei Eduyos V'Hagada Achas. A person comes to Beis Din. If a person was made on Beis Din on Monday, and he was made on Beis Din on Wednesday, obviously, we don't put the two Eduyos together. So in such a case, if for whatever reason, the Edus of Monday doesn't pan out, it turns out that he had some type of connection too, that doesn't affect the Edus on Wednesday. You're not going to argue that Edus Shabbat Mitzasa Bapakula. But you know what happened here? Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, the Eduyos were Bavasachas. It was Edus on the Roveya, Edus on the Nirva, even more, Mamesh Maisechot. And the question is, do I have a right to go ahead and to divide the Edus itself? That's the great Chiddush of Palgina Dibura. How relevant is that to this particular sugya? Well, if you assume that this is the sugya of Palgina Dibura in the classic sense, that opening statement of the Ramban, so therefore that would lend one to assume that our sugya also is a sugya of Edus, a sugya of Hagadas Edus. And apparently there is an Edus that is affecting A and B, and the question is, can we sort out that aspect of Edus from this aspect of Edus? Now, of course, the difficulty is, what type of Edus is this? Now, Eved Shehevi Gitto. And Eved goes ahead and produces a shtar. Now, that sounds like Daf Dalit. Now, a woman who goes ahead and produces her get. Right? A woman wants to get remarried. This Eved wants to go ahead and marry a Bas Yisrael. So you know what? He produces a shtar to show that he is an Eved Meshuchrar. A woman wants to go ahead and to get remarried. She produces her get in order to show that now she is indeed considered to be a Grusha. Why should that be a sugya in the classic sense of Palgina Dibura? So when you look in Rashi, Rashi writes something that maybe now is simple, but it's something that's so striking. Rashi tells us this is a case of Eidus. This is a case of Eidus. In what shape or form is it a case of Eidus? The Adon was Meshacher Zevet Ayyadei Shtar, and an Eved wants to just demonstrate that he's an Eved Meshacher. How is that considered to be a Haggadas Eidus? That's not a Haggadas Eidus. When a woman comes forward with her get, just in order to demonstrate that she is considered to be a Grusha. Oh, Sirash writes the following. That's not the case at all. We're talking about a case of an Eved Shehevi Esgito Mimedina Sayam. The Eved is delivering the get. The Eved is delivering the get. What exactly is that called? A Chiddush, no? A Shliach LaHalacha. A Shliach LaHalacha. Wow. When we usually think of a Shliach LaHalacha, that means someone else, no? It means the Adon wants to meshacher an Eved. Abba wants to divorce his wife. Guess what? The Eved is there. The wife is there. He is here. So he will appoint someone to deliver the shtar. That's a little bit unusual, no? Who is the one who's delivering the shtar? The Eved is delivering the shtar. Rashi writes, yes. The Eved is delivering the shtar. Lo and behold, the Adam is not giving the shtar to the Eved as an act of shichur, but rather as a shliach lahalacha for an act of shichur that will subsequently occur. Well, and the Gemara has a parallel case in Gittin Daf Chav Dalet when it comes to a woman. Imagine a husband can go ahead and give the wife a get, not as a maisa gerushin, but as a shliach lahalacha for the purpose of gerushin. The husband wants to make sure the gerushin is done properly. He wants the gerushin to be done by this bezdin, because this is a reputable bezdin. So he will give the wife the get in order to deliver it to the bezdin for the purpose of gerushin. So guess what? The woman can be the shliach lahalacha. An eved can be a shliach lahalacha. Rashi writes that's the case here. Even though in Lamdus, that's something fascinating. How do you go ahead and turn from the shliach to the player? No? That's the sugyan of Chav Dalet. But in practice, that's somewhat, which is unusual. No? That the woman is not the recipient of the get, but she's a shliach halacha. The Eved is not right now the recipient of the shtar shichur, but he's a shliach halacha for a pending act of shichur. But that's how Rashi explains our sugya. That's unbelievable, no? Now, getting the base. If that really is true, if you have a shliach halacha, the shliach halacha now has to be made, b'fanei nechtav. Wow. There is a form of Haggadah Seidus that indeed is necessary. Ooh, Gittin Daf Gimel. Typically speaking, you know, I would tell you that that's insufficient. That's insufficient. Kiyum Hashtar requires more than just b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Oh, but you know what? I'm going to tell you exceptionally. And then when it comes to Gittin Nashim, or when it comes to Shichri Avadim, we are going to rely on that statement alone to be sufficient, to be made regarding the Kiyum Hashtar. Oh, so guess what now? Now we have an incredible example. You have a shtar that has two elements to it. It's called nechasai. It's a shtar shichur, but it's also a shtar of haknas nechasim. And you have a shliach lahalacha. And the shliach lahalacha states, b'fanei nechtam, the shtar is validated legabeima. As far as the shichur is concerned, the starting point is, that's good. That's the sugya daf gimel. That the representation of a shliach is sufficient. When it comes to a shtar of haknas mamon, that certainly would not be the case. So now I have a shtar of kol nechasai that breaks down into two different forms of a shtar, a shtar shichur, a shtar of kinyani mamon. Oh, now the question is, can I apply the principle of kabin and debura? That deidus is good for this, but deidus is not necessarily good for that. That's a pretty heavy issue. That's how Rashi understands this entire sugya. That is the sugya of Palgin Dibur when it comes to a representation, a Haggadah Seidus. And therefore, our sugya is based on all the sugyas we had earlier and the sugya later, Daf Chav Daladam and Aleph. When a Shliach Lalacha all of a sudden is making that representation, and lo and behold, that the Shliach Lalacha ends up being the recipient of the Shtar. Okay. So when you look in the Tosus Rid in our sugya, the Tosus Rid writes that that's the case in the Gemara. That's our case. And Daf Chav Dalet, it's true. The Gemara is discussing very subtle lumdas. How do you flip from being a shliach to a recipient of? That's the case here. That really, why would one assume this is the case? One would assume that this is the simplest case possible, that this shtar was already given to the Eved, not as a shliach lalacha, but rather as a shtar shechrur, and as a shtar of haknas mamon. Now, the Eved is producing the shtar in order to demonstrate that he is an Eved Meshuchrar and to be gove those nechasim. Oh, so what exactly do we do when it comes to that case? Do you argue the shtar is good, the shtar is no good, that there is no b'fanei nechtam in any shape or form? According to Tosfos Reit, if you were to quote this Gemara, you would not use the words of a shliach halacha. You wouldn't use anything about the phrase of a funny nichta, a funny nechtam. Irrelevant to our case. Guess what? Take a look at the Rambam. Hilchas Avadim, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. When the Rambam quotes our case, Eved Shevi Gita, guess what? The Rambam does not mention anything about a shliach halacha. The Rambam does not mention anything at all about a funny nichta, a nechtam. What in the world does that have to do with our case? The Rambam writes, you're talking about an Eved who is given a shtar. Now he presents the shtar, and we look and we see what happens. No? The shtar has a dual ramification when it comes to shukhr and when it comes to dinei mamonos. Wow. So according to Rabbi Skidish, that you know what? That as far as the shukhr is concerned, that's it. The shtar speaks for itself. As far as the nechassim are concerned, we require kiyum shtar. Gimel Amud Aleph, we require Kiyum Ashtar. And that's it. The Rambam Poshub Shat is like the Shita of the Tosos Rid. We pointed out independently, Rabbi Kiveger did not have this Tosos Rid. No, but Rabbi Kiveger points out, he thinks Poshub Shat, that indeed is true. Why is it that Rashi would create such a different scenario in our case? Is there any diuk, is there any raya that one would be forced to interpret the sugi as Rashi does, that we're talking about shlichus lalach? So number one, is the following. The Gemara suggests that according to the Shita of Abaye, the shtar is fully mekuyim. Fully mekuyim. How in the world? How in the world? What do you mean? Mitosh shekanes atzma, kana kol nechasim. How in the world does that work? Why exactly is that true? Let's say that you have something, and Edechad is Neman Bisurin, but Edechad is not Kimi Neman, it comes to Dina Maman. It's not all of the fact that he's Neman here, he's Neman there. Why should one assume that that's true? Mitosha Kanasatsma Kanakonachasin. Oh, so the Ritva points out, Lachora, that's a Raya that we're not dealing with. A simple, straightforward case like the Tosos Rid. What is the status of the Shtar? No, the question is the following. We're talking about Kiyum Hashtar. At the end of the day, whatever the reason is, but at the end of the day, we are treating the shtar as though it's a shtar mekuyim based on the representation of b'fay nechta, b'fay neftam. You'll tell me, why are we doing so? We're doing so because of this reason. But at the end of the day, Beis Din is going to verify the legitimacy of the shtar. Oh, so the Ritva writes, if we're talking about the miskeres of a kiyum hashtar, al yedei b'faneich v'nechta, and at the end of the day, Bezin says, you know what? The shtar is a valid shtar. Not so surprising that one could say, mitosha kanes atzma, kana kol hanachasim. Why is that so shocking? And therefore, the first impression of the Gemara is to say, according to Abaye, everything is fine. And why would Rava disagree? Oh, the answer is a palgina dibura, meaning that when it comes to a haggadas ha'edus, we understand that when it comes to edus, sometimes a person has to argue. It's edus for this, but it's not necessarily considered to be edus for that. Oh, so I will tell you, perhaps those are two indicators supporting Rashi Shita. Number one is the Ritva writes, Abaye, mitosha kanes atzma kana kol nechasim. Number two is the fact that this Gemara says Palgina Dibura, and let's assume the Muskel Rishon, Palgina Dibura means Palgina Dibura. It doesn't mean like a borrowed term, and it really is not the lumdus of the Sugi and Sanhedrin, but it means the identical term. Oh, so in such a case, that would mean that our Sugi is speaking about a Haggadah Sa'edus, where it's Shtei Yaduyos V'Haggadah Achas. Oh, so that's right. That would mean a shliach halacha who is attesting to the fact that b'fanei nechtav. Okay, So maybe there's two indicators as to why she would maintain the shita. One could go a step further. Number three. What the Tosafot writes. No, we're not talking about that at all. We're talking about the following, that a woman or an eved is presenting that shtar. A woman is demonstrating that she was already divorced. An eved who is asserting he was already free. So in such a case, as far as the shichur is concerned, they're neman. That's clear. Not as far as Dini Mamonos. Ooh, point number three. Is that so obvious? When a woman goes in and presents her get, and she says, look, this is what I received. I didn't pick this get up from the trash. This is what my husband gave me, and I am a divorced woman. Well, what's the story about that? No? What's the story? Yeah, we discussed that. No? Daf Dalet Amud Alef. To what extent is that a raya that she's considered to be a grusha? I didn't see a ma'aseh gerushin. I don't know exactly what occurred, but you have a tfisas bal hashtar. The woman is holding on to her get, and she says that, you know, that my husband divorced me with this get. What do we say about that? Oh, also, I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. One possibility is the following. She's nemenis. Another possibility is nemenis. What do you mean? Now Bezna has to do their due diligence, and they have to be mikayim the shtar. What about kiyum shtaros? So if you take a look in the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes the first. Harezu nemenes. The Rambam writes exactly that. No? A woman goes ahead and produces her get in Va'omra, and she says, Girshani Bali Bazeh. You know what the Rambam writes? Harezu nemenes. That's great. And Vitina Sebo. And she now can go ahead and marry someone else. That was Mephorish. You don't require the Bezdin to do anything more as far as the Gerishin is concerned. Ooh, I'm going to tell you the following. That Rabban Ochas Gerishin fits in very well with the Ramper Exanach HaBez of Ochas Avadim. That when the Baal Ashtar comes forward with the get, we accept it as a Shtar Shichur. We accept it as a Shtar Gerishin. That's great. That's how the Rambam reads our Gemara. The Eved comes forward with the shtar, we accept it as a shtar shichrur. Dini Mamonos, no, that requires kiyum hashtar. That's exactly how the Rambam understands the case. So I'll tell you, this is a Rambam exactly, l'shitasei. What the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin, Yud Beis Beis, is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodin, Zayin Beis, that when the woman or the Eved possesses the shtar, guess what? He's Neman, she's Nemenes, we're good to go. Oh, if that shtar would have something else, I'm also entitled to $1 million, I'm going to tell you, you know what? Now we have to flip into Kiyum HaShtar of Dinei Mamonos. That's exactly how the Rambam reads our sugya. But guess what? The Ravid is Masig. The Ravid there, Hilchos Gerushin, Yud Beis Beis. Who says this is true? A woman comes forward with his get, and she says that I am a grusha. So you know what the Ravid writes? Yiskayim b'chosamav. You know what? So now Bezin has to get to work. Bezin has to get to work. Forget about the Dini Mamonos Shiva. Bezin has to get to work even in terms of the Gerishin Shiva. Why? Oh, what do you mean? Doesn't our Gemara say that a Shliach Halach is Neman to say, B'fani Nef Neftam? Yeah, that's true. The Ravid writes, that's something exceptional. That's something remarkable. That we allow the Kiyum HaShtar to take place through the Shliach Lahalacha. That's true. But if there is no Shliach Lahalacha, now we require the typical Kiyum HaShtar. Wow, that's something which is very important. Oh, so you know what the Rivash writes? So how would the Ravid understand our sugya? That's a Tshuvas Rivash, Simen, Shin, Pei, Hei. How is the Ravid going to understand our sugya? A woman is coming for the get. We believe her. The question is, who says we believe her? You have to engage in Kiyum HaShtar. Oh, you know what the answer must be? No. We're talking about a Shliach Lahalacha. Rashi's case. A Shliach Lahalacha, who even the Ravid agrees, is going to be Neman to say Befani Nichtav and Befani Nichtav. Oh, so that would be a third point. Why would anyone construct a case with the Shliach Halacha? So one is a diuk in the Gemara Abai. The other is a diuk in the Gemara Pagin Debura. The other is, I'll tell you, according to the Ravid, clearly, no, it's not true that we would accept the get as face value as far as the Gerish and the Shikr is concerned. So therefore, what do you mean have the Pagin Debura? Would be for this and not for that. What's this? Oh, this is a Shliach Halacha. Is Neman to say, wow, that's something which is pretty, pretty important. Okay.
Can an Eved make Shliach for me? I want an Eved to be Mekadish, a woman. I tell the Eved, I want you to be Mekadish.
Right, so
woman.
We, sugya later, we'll see in the fourth parak, Ika B'Toras, right? Sometimes in order for a person to be a Shliach, they have to be fully B'Toras. An Eved, right? Ivri, yes, an Eved Kanani, not. But in this particular case, for their shichrur, then in fact that can be done.
Which is like an isha. Which is like an isha should be allowed to.
Right. So good. So the eved can be that shliach lahalacha for the act of shichrur. That's how Rashi understands our Gemara. That's certainly good.
Not in the kaddish woman.
Yeah, not for the shichrur. The shichrur. So again, that's number three. Now, how would the rabbi understand our Gemara? Now let's take a look at the point number four. And that's the following. The Me'iri raises the following issue. You have, for example, right, an Eved who is producing Hishtar. An Eved who's producing Hishtar. Is any verification needed? Again, the assumption that Tosos heard is that no. As far as the Shichur is concerned, absolutely not. We pointed out this is a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid regarding a get. Is there a possibility of distinguishing between a get and a shtar shichur? Arguing, look, even if I'll grant you, like what the Rambam writes, that when a woman goes ahead and produces the shtar, you know what, we're good to go? We'll treat the woman as a grusha? Because yes, we assume that this is a get which was properly issued. Good, fine. Is that necessarily true? Is that necessarily true when it comes to our case? The case of an Eved. That's something which is quite important. No? So we mentioned, now in the earlier shiur, the Ramban on Daf Tes Samad Aleph, Der Masel Im, where the Ramban writes the following chiddush, that you know what? That if indeed a shtar is being held, you have a tfisas bal hashtar. A tfisas bal hashtar. Does that all of a sudden mean that the shtar is considered to be absolutely valid? Because there's a tfisas bal hashtar. The Ramban writes, not in cases of dini mamonos, because afkue mamona lo mafginan below shtar mekuyam. Without certifying, without authorizing that particular shtar, oh, so in such a case, we are not going to act on that shtar without the kiyum hashtar. And the Ramban writes that how is that different from a case of a get? Why is it when a shtar, I insist on a kiyum hashtar? Oh, but when it comes to a case of a get, I assume that you know that if the woman is being tofeses, her get, therefore, that is considered to be legitimate. Why do we argue that nothing more is necessary? Oh, the Ramban writes, because there's a big difference between a woman who is freed as opposed to a transfer of nechasim. The Ramban writes here, Gittin Daftes, Ein Isha Zu Mamona Shel Baal. Ein Isha Zu Mamona Shel Baal. After all, when we're speaking about the kinyan of Ishus, we're not talking about a kinyan shamamo. Oh, that's that Ramban, Kedushin Dav Tezayin. That there are two different types of kinyanim. There's a kinyan shamamo, there's a kinyan shel iser. A kinyan shamamo and a kinyan shel iser. When you're dealing with a classic case of issues, that's a kinyan shel iser. Ownership of mamon, that's a kinyan shamamo. There's a world of difference in a kinyan shamamo and opposed to a kinyan shel iser. I'll tell you a chiddush that is there a case where there can be a convergence, an element of mamon, an element of shalisur? Ooh, that's what the Ramban writes is true when it comes to an eved. when it comes to an Eved. Shichur ha'Eved is not just mamon. It's not just Isser. Shichur ha'Eved has those two features to it. Because Avdus is a kinyan shel mamon, as well as a kinyan shel Isser. Even if one is to argue that, you know what, when a woman goes in and produces the get, that she's b'chezkas megoreshes, that does not necessarily mean that would be true when it comes to kinyan mamon, where we assume that more is necessary. Hamotzi michal v'haraya. One cannot necessarily equate the din Isser to the case of the din mamon. So the Meiri writes this fascinating possibility. Today is the Meiri here in our sugya. When an Eved is maybe as Gito, is there any chash that the shtar is considered to be a shtar pasul? Do we assume that, you know what, that, oh, we accept the shtar in its face value, as I would accept the woman producing her get? Or do I argue that there's a world of difference? This should be treated as a shtar mamon, because obviously the shikr Eved means that the Eved is kone esatzma legavi the kinyan shel mamon, and that is something which is being relinquished by the Adam. Or do I assume indeed that's not true? Pashup Shat the Ramban, who explains that the reason we allow the woman to be an enemies is because in legabe mamon she's not bechez kasabal. There could be a fundamental difference then between that as opposed to the case of an Eved. In other words, when an Eved goes that and comes forward, Kiyum is necessary of that particular shtar. We wouldn't assume simply, as the Tosus writes, that the shtar is considered to be certified and validated as far as the act of shichur is concerned. Oh, just the second question. The second question, wow, that's an important issue. The hybrid, the two elements of the shtar shichur. Rabbi Kveger also just points out, just the fascinating ha'ara, Rabbi Kveger writes almost like B'derach Agav, that if you're interested in the Palginan Dibura of the shtar, that what happens if it's Kono Chasai, in Eved and Nechasim, oh, Rabbi Kveger points out the following. Why do you have to come on to such a case? That I'm transferring to an Eved not only his Cheirus, but also, Shar Nechasim. Why can't I argue that's true of the Shichur in and of itself? The Shichur in and of itself has two dimensions to it. The Shichur in terms of Isser V'Heter, as well as Ma'isi Adayim, and the Dina Mamonos that accompanies that act of the Shichur itself, Also an important Torah. Maybe that's not exactly the Palginin Dibur. Palginin Dibur usually means Tu Eiduyos B'Vasachas. Right? That's true of Shichur and Kono Chasai. Maybe it doesn't cover the two dimensions, so to speak. The two dimensions of the element of Shichur. So realize, for all these reasons, one could understand Rashi constructing the case of number one, the diuk that Abaye says it is entirely good. Number two, the Gemara links it to the case of a palgina dibura. Furthermore, is it even true that an isha's nemenes when she produces her shtar as a get? Number four, even if the woman is nemenes, who says that that would be true when it comes to the case of an eved? Maybe that requires a shtar shichra because of the element of mamon shabbat that is considered to be that which is absolutely critical. So for these reasons, one understands that why it is that Rashi constructs, right, that particular case of edus, and the edus is that which results in the essence of the palginin dibura. That's a very, very heavy machlokes. In other words, understanding the Gemara kipshuto, that this is not the shliach lahalacha, as the Rambam understands, as the Tosus read, means that on its face, the Eved would be neman al yedei tfisas hashtar, as far as the shichur is concerned. And that, we pointed out, is the machlokes Rishonim, machlokes Rambam Raifid, machlokes the two days that one fine sighted in the Meiri. That's something which is extremely important. Why it is that Rashi would configure the case, right, in that particular way. Well, okay. So even though Rashi writes, right, that the more complicated case, yeah, but nonetheless, you understand that why indeed that's true. Okay. Now the Ramban. He pointed out that the Ramban has, right, important deos in terms of, right, the relationship between, right, this sugya and the broadest aspect of the Palgina Dibura. The Palgina Dibura. Is this a classic case of Palgina Dibura? Or is this, for so to speak, like conceptually linked, but not exactly considered to be in the case of the Haggadah Sa'ivas? It's an important deal. I'll tell you that there is a hakira that the Birch HaShmor raises, which could be relevant also to the sugya. There is a Birch HaShmor, Simen Yud Zayin, where writes the following, that you know what, that Mei HaTorah, we don't require Kim Shtaros. The Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Gimel, K'mi Shenechkara Edusan B'Bezdintan. But you know what? True Midaraisa. Midrabanu require Kiyum Hashtar. And the Berakha Shmuel writes just the following Chiddush, that how is it that Midrabanu, one envisions the Kiyum Hashtar? What exactly does that mean? In other words, Mikar Hadin Daraisa, K'mishinech Kredus and Bezendami, the star speaks for itself. But Midrabanan, you know, we're concerned. Maybe this is forged. Maybe this is illegitimate. So therefore, Kiyum Hashtar is considered to be that which is necessary. You know, one possible way of understanding the Kiyum Hashtar, you know, would be as follows. That the starting point one, is that the star speaks for itself. Edus, K'mishinech Kredus and Bezendami. You know, I have a certain concern. Who says it's a legitimate star? Maybe it's a star mezuyah. Oh, when I'm mekayim the star, so it confirms the validity of the star. The chashash that it's a star mezuyah is no longer real, and we're back to step one. The whole purpose of the Kiyum Hashtar is simply to somehow remove any concern. And once the concern is removed, so therefore, the Shtar speaks for itself. Maybe one could argue somewhat differently. Birch HaShmor writes the following Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, that just as a mashal, you have a Shtar which is burned. That's one of the classic cases of Garmin. No? You have a star that says you're entitled to so much money and I burn your star. I didn't destroy the Chefzer Shalmamon, but I made it impossible for you to be Govan. I caused you an imminent loss, but without absolute mice as it. Garmin. You know, the Gemara says the following. You know what? What's the case exactly? You know? Are there Edim that saw the star? The Gemara says, but become Tavkuf. No, if there are Edim that saw the star, so let the Edim just come forward and be made that, you know what? That Reuven owes Shimon $1 million. If there are Edim that go ahead and saw the star, so what I did caused a pain in the neck. No, but it didn't cause the guy to lose his money. He'll get his money, but now he has to go through the trouble of getting those Edim. Okay. As a mashal, I will tell you the following. When you have a case of a shtar shenisra, but there are edim who will come to Bezin and say, yeah, but we saw the shtar. The shtar says Reuven owes Shimon $100. And Bezin proceeds with that edus. I would tell you, it's difficult to say that the role of the edim is just to what? Somehow satisfy a doubt, but the shtar creates the chiyuv. The star, there is no star, no? the shtar is gone. There I'm going to tell you the chiyuv is generated al yaday ha'edim. A chiddush that edim seeing a shtar is like edim seeing a maisa. So the Baruch Hashem raises the following question. When you have a shtar, and you know what? Maybe there's a chashash of ziyuv. And edim come and they confirm. What exactly are the edim doing? All they're doing is confirming the shtar. And therefore, back to step one, that the chiyuv is generated al yadei hashtar. I had a chashash that maybe the shtar was invalid. So the edim satisfy that. The shtar is valid, and therefore, we're back. Or could I argue the following chiddush that midrabanan, when I require kiyum hashtar, you know what? That the kiyum hashtar, the kiyum hashtar is what generates the chiyuv. That generates the chiyuv. Is that considered to be a new act of creating that hischayvus? Or does it just simply support the fact that the shtar is considered to be a shtar kasher? It's an interesting deal. That's what the Baruch Hashem discusses. What exactly is the role of the kiyum hashtar? Is it something which is so substantive? It's as though the kiyum hashtar generates the chiyuv. Or to argue, no, it just satisfies the doubt that maybe this is not the legitimate shtar, but we're back to square one. Interesting chiddush, no? So perhaps that also could be an important component. In other words, that if indeed, let's say you have right, a shtar, let's take Rashi's case, just simply, no? And there was a kiyum hashtar, which was al yedei b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechta, through a single shliach l'halacha, If the role of that shliach l'halacha b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechta is to erase any doubt that maybe this is a shtar mezuyav, and we're back to the starting point that this is considered to be a shtar which is kosher, so maybe then it makes sense to assume that you know what that. The shtar is seamlessly kosher. If, however, one is going to argue that no, it's the kiyum hashtar, right, that creates, it generates the chiyum. So maybe that would be the reason that Rava would argue, you know what? Well, that kiyum hashtar is enough to generate this chiyum, but not to generate that chiyum. When it comes to, yes, the status of the shtar shichur, or the status of the get, yes, that there, a single person is neman to say b'fan yechtav v'nechtav. However, when it comes to chiyuv of dinim amanos, that certainly would not be true. And therefore, it makes sense to assume that in lamdus, again, the palginan dibura, and to go ahead and set apart those particular cases. So again, perhaps that could depend as well on that element of the lumdus, when it comes to the case of the kiyum hashtar. Is the kiyum hashtar considered to be, right, that which is an independent way of creating the yischaivus, or is it simply considered to be removing any doubt? Oh, so the Ramban writes the following. The Ramban, Chesma Beis, Dramasco Vasikma. The Ramban writes that we assume like Rava, and that means Palgin Dibura. And the Ramban writes like his stunning line, that Litame Ozim. Whoa, this is Rava Lashitase. Rava Lashitase of Tesam Abeis and Sanhedrin Dafyudam and Alit, Ploni Ravani, Ploni Balishti. Oh, that you know what? That is considered to be the Sugya Palgin Dibura. That's the first Muskarishna of the Ramban. This is the Sugya Palgin Dibura. And this is exactly, Rava Lashitase. And, the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. Ramban writes, if that really is true, let's assume the following. Let's assume, for example, that, you have Ramban writes, Mashma Lechora, Dahachinami karal sheba beget isha b'chutzlarets. So now what would happen in the following case? Let's assume that you have a get, and the get is being delivered through a shliach lehalacha, who is a karov, and the Ramban writes, fills in all these things. V'kasav bo matnas nechasim. And you know what? The shtar not only addresses the marriage, but also it includes in it dinim amanos as well. V'kasav bo matnas nechasim. Ooh. Ramban writes, what would you see in this case? You have a get coming midin ha'sayam to Eretz Yisrael. Shliach la'halacha. The shliach la'halacha has to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. And the shtar not only is a get, but also v'kosav bo matnas nechasim. That's what the Ramban writes. Quite an unusual case. But that's what it writes. Ooh, so the Ramban writes, Hogin Dibura means, you know what, we would have to split those things out. We would have to argue, you know what, that karov should be neman as far as the shliach la'olacha. Shliach la'olacha can be a karov. But as far as the matnas nechasim is concerned, a karov would not be neman to say indeed that that's true. All right? We would have to come on to Palgin and Dibura, So the Ramban writes something striking here, right here in the Chesed days. So guess what? Ain't on Emon. That Shliach would not be believed at all. You have a shliach lehalacha who says this is legitimate shtar b'feinech b'feinechtam, and I look at the shtar. The shtar affects gerushin as well as a matnas nechasim. Ramban writes no good. Why exactly no good? The Ramban writes the following: because in order to assume it's good, pagin dibura. But the Ramban writes, like, ready for this? Ooh, yesterday's shiur, no? This is palgin and dibura of a karov. The Ramban, like yesterday's ravid, there's no such thing as palgin dibura when it comes to a karov. When it comes to a karov, you assume a shabbat l'mitzah sabbat l'kula. The only time we assume palgin and dibura is when it comes to baldavar. Atzmo ishto, not when it comes to a case of a karo. So the Ramban writes the following chiddush: if you were to have a shtar that says that this is gerushin as well as a shtar matana, matnas nechasim, if this shtar would be delivered al yedei karo, and it requires the edus of the karo, v'nechta b'feinechta, guess what? Then we would assume Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula. Here's such a thing. Because our Gemara says you have to come on to Palgin Dibura. In Palgin Dibura, yesterday's Ravid, is only in a case where, in truth, this is the Eidus and this is not the Eidus. But if you're dealing with a Psul Karov, Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula. And therefore the Ramban writes that Wadinacha. Wow. Number one, you see, obviously, the Ramban is assumed like the Ravid, that Palgin Dibura is only limited to a Hafka, say it is not to Psuli Eidus, good. Number two, our Sugi is really the Sugi of Palgin Dibura. And just like Palgin Dibura is only when you have a Hafka, say it is, not niv apsul karo. If this were to happen in a case of a karo, so in such a case, that's it. Eva Shabbat l'miktos, Shabbat l'kula. Wow. That's what the Ramban writes. Even though typically krovim would be neman to say b'fanei nefta, here, Eva Shabbat l'miktos, Shabbat l'kula. Wow. That's like pretty striking. Ooh, then the Ramban continues. Umihu. Maybe not. Why maybe not? Ooh, the Ramban writes the Chiddush. You know why maybe not? Because maybe the phrase of our Gemara, Palgina Dibura, is not the technical sugi of Palgin and Dibur in Sanhedrin and Daftes. Velo midami luhu b'gemara lahanachtam. One cannot go ahead and necessarily compare this Gemara to the sugi of Palgin and Dibura. Wow. Because after all, when the Karov comes forward, and just simply goes ahead and says that this is a Shtar Mekuyam. Gilui milsa ba'amo hu d'nagale. And here I wouldn't apply the principle of Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Bakula. Mashen came, the sugya in, Sanhedrin Daftes. A person is made, Ploni Levani Ritzoni, Ploni Balishti, Ploni Balshori. Oh, you have to come on to the formal. The formal miskeres. Wow. Apagin Dibura. So Ramban, this is stunning, no? Ramban begins by assuming that whatever is true of Sinatesh is true here. And just like Pagin Dibura, like the Rive, it is limited to Afkas Eidos, wouldn't apply to Krovim. So I'm going to tell you a very great Hiddish that if the Shliach Halas is considered to be a Karov, Eidos Shabbat Mitzvah, Shabbat Lakula. And then Ramban writes that not necessarily. Who says that you can necessarily equate these sugyas? That our sugya is not a classic case of Haggadah Sa'edos when it comes to Eidos Shabbat Miktos Shabbat Lekula. Wow. And therefore, you know what? And our sugya will allow the Shliach Halacha to say that the get is considered to be a legitimate get. Because all the B'fayin Nechva Nechva doing Kiyam Ashtar is being Mevarer, that the Shtar is considered to be a legitimate Shtar. Mashenkin Sanhedrin, where everything rests on the Eidus, Plenar Vran Yitzoni. That's when one would assume the Halacha Palgin Dibur as Afka as a Padesha Bat Mitzasa, Bat Lakula. Take a look very carefully in that Ramban. The Ramban Mamish has two deos, as to whether indeed one can equate our Sugyas Palgin Dibura with the case of Palgin Dibur and the case of Sanhedrin. And Ramban continues. Take a look at the Hemshech Ramban. Quotes a Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi has a case where Kol nechosa lishnei b'nei adam. What happens if, you know what, that one is made on the Kashrus Hashtar, but he's related to one of the people in the shtar, not related to the other person in the shtar. K'shem l'zeh, but p'sul l'zeh. But that's a pretty fascinating ha'ara that the Ramban has. Mamish today, it's the very root of the sugya. Right? To what extent is this considered to be the classic Palgin Dibur of Haggadah Seidos? Poshav Shat, Rashi understood that absolutely yes. And that's why Rashi had to construct a case of Haggadah Seidos. And the Ramban questions that principle. To what extent really is that the case? So go through those Ramakomos, take a look carefully at that Chiddush of the Ramban. Right, two deos regarding the application of Palgin Dibura. And that, I will tell you, will impact on how you interpret the sugya. Simply like the view of the Tosos Rid, we have to assume that no, this is considered to be, right, then the Miskeres of the Eidos of Kiyum Ashtar, as Rashi writes, and now to assume Rav Lishitase of Palgin and Dibur of Ishtar, and Palgin Dibur when it comes to the case of Eidos. Okay.
is their method. The Shtar is doing it. That's what I'm doing. This is their method.